If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host. Nah, fuck that, with your low, Glasses Malone.
See, this is why I need to get a new spot, though.
Are you on the camera?
Yeah, I'm on the camera.
What camera
says you,
that one?
So, yeah, I gave you a straight look, so when you talk, I can switch you straight up. To like you.
Okay.
So I got a broad one of both of us, right? Then I got you right here.
Gotcha.
So you're the star of the show.
Feel well, me? I hate to disappoint the fans.
Yeah. I'm glad you're in California, Pete.
Sorry, viewers.
Yeah, what's crazy is like this next year, I have to make it like a habit of going, like I have to start figuring out how we're going to take the podcast to visual, because you missing, like these motherfuckers are so crazy. I don't think they like, okay, this going to sound fucked up, girl. But I don't know if people are intelligent enough to just listen and read anymore.
I think that ship sailed about a generation and a half ago.
That far?
Minimum. The bell curve is now upside down.
Can't be that bad, dog. That's fucking crazy, dog.
I don't know. It depends. I think there's a segmented categories of the population for whom that's true, but it's also true in segments of people's own existence. Like, some people might tap into here what we're talking about in lieu of what should otherwise be background noise for them.
Yes.
So they don't really, they aren't engaged appropriately. So that can create a problem if we're talking about stuff that requires higher engagement, or other people just never engage. So they might try and they're just going to fuck it up because it's like there's no muscle memory.
I don't know. I think this whole narrative comes about attention spans being shorter as fluff. I think if you give people the opportunity to make information convenient in shorter packages, you know, human beings for sure are going to take advantage of convenience every time. Like, yeah. As a parent, like, right, I don't have no kids, you don't have no kids, but I get why when parents are driving home and they have their, like, 5 or 6-year-old in the car and about 3 miles away, the kids see the Golden Arch.
Yeah.
Be 2 miles away, they see that Golden Arch. And they pointing, and you know you got to feed this kid. You know you got to feed this kid. And it's like, that McDonald's is convenient. Even though you don't think it represent a full supply or a full quality of nourishment.
That's a perfect parallel to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think the biggest crisis is we're in a discipline deficit culture. Because there's, I'll say this much, for sure. There is no conversation about a lack of attention span in video games and pornography. No one says, no one can follow the porn all the way to the nut. No one says that. It's always, no one can sit still and have the discipline to do what they don't want to do.
That's fair.
At a low bandwidth stimulation, which a lot of stuff that you don't, you know, it would be like watching a machine move heavy objects for an hour and a half or going to the gym and working them out. You're going to grow from one more than the other. You know, people don't want to do the other part.
So you don't think like that's probably the same issue in school today with it being overcrowded? Like, because you're trying to make education convenient, right? So you put 70 students in a classroom with one teacher. You know, teaching, especially in a time when me and Head and Silas always debate this. I always tell them, I don't think people are stupid. People aren't incapable of learning. I think people are distracted. I think people are ignorant. They don't know. But I don't think most people are incapable of learning. I think it's hard for people to relay the information. Like, maybe everybody don't learn the same fucking way. But for the most part,
I think the reality with education that people don't want to say, structurally, education is designed to cater to the teachers, not to the students.
What?
Period.
What? Run that by me again.
The whole way that the educational paradigm from a teaching methodology standpoint, from a, what do you call it, curriculum standpoint, all of that stuff is designed for the teacher. It's not designed for the student. And come that's 1,000% true. Because who runs education? The teachers' unions do.
That gotta be systems, dog. Trust me, this is not catered. The teachers don't make enough money to be saying
bullshit. They make a pant load of money. They make ton of money. Yeah, they do. They make a ton of money.
How much does an average high school teacher make, Pete?
At least in the 70s. But the problem with that is they are going to make in the 70s for 30 years a year until after they die. They're given the benefit of $1 million nest egg of investment perpetuity year after year after year till they die.
It's for the fucking future of the fucking world.
Yeah,
is that really fair?
Okay, here.
A doctor makes $500,000 a year.
A doctor's investment in himself is 5 fucking times greater.
But I'm not even disagreeing with the, okay, no ceilings.
Well, here's
no ceilings. Hold on. GL, my nigga Pete is in California. So we live and We started trying to figure out the visuals for everybody. We got a lot of work to do, so just bear with us, dog.
To not tangent off, it is difficult. Not everybody who ice skates through a bachelor's degree in education and whatever the hell certification thing it is, which is not hard.
That's hard.
No, it's not.
Come on, Pete.
That is not hard.
How much of the population is getting a bachelor's degree?
Any idiot can get a bachelor's
degree. God damn it.
Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me? I could line up 20 morons in my phone, got bachelor's degrees that I swear to God, I don't know how the hell they could make it across the street without killing themselves. It'd be a miracle if they could navigate their way through traffic on foot to the 7-Eleven. They'd do it all for you. So anyway, be that as it may, comparatively speaking, in the confine of transmitting curriculum to the student mind,
yeah,
the lowest denominator of ability for the transmitter being the teacher is the way that things are taught. It's no more clear than in mathematics. It's, here's the equation. Don't learn the engineering behind the equation. Learn how to, what do they say? Plug and play. Right?
But that's how you have to, you cannot teach people, Pete, how to think. That's something, me and you have this debate all the time, because you have to be gifted with the ability to know how to think. How to think, right? I think college tries its best to do a better job. Like, from the people I know that went to college and watching their work and their work, I've helped people in college, a lot of different people, right? And to me, what they try to do is further thought. They're like, okay, let me further thought. Let me show people how to think further. College is really also about, somebody, Chris made a good point to me, college is about networking. So it is about learning how to think better and more efficiently, right? And then networking, right?
Yeah, college is all about brand association. That's all it's about.
Not just all, percent.
Yeah, yeah. There's very, very few things that are happening on a college campus that, for what is actually being brought to you information-wise, is transmittable effectively. Very, very few.
So how do you feel about college for real?
I've not good. I think that at least 3/4 of what's going on in academia is a giant waste of everyone's fucking time and money. Seriously.
So you don't think college is a beneficial thing?
No. There's $4 trillion in aggregate student debt that would agree with me.
So then why is everybody going to college?
Because it's a beautiful marketing scheme. It is marketing on an expired paradigm that people haven't critically been able to analyze and understand that this reached critical mass 20 years ago. And now people are just going and picking up pieces of paper with no value from institutions of no value and paying through their nose to do so. And a lot of it also has to do with the fact, like, my big criticism, people like to talk about, like, you know, the housing crisis was the product of, what's the term they use? Predatory lending, right?
Sure.
As if bankers were going door to door trying to solicit you and people weren't walking into their bank. The real predatory lending in this country is somebody from a university going to a minor where they are a captive audience at their high school, where by law, by truancy law, they are not allowed to leave, and pitching them into a commitment to go to college where they will sign for a financial document that will thrust them into tens of thousands of dollars of debt that they've committed to as a minor. That is called predatory lending. If you did that for pussy, they'd call you a predator. If I, at 38 years old, went to a high school and solicited pussy from 16-year-olds, I'd be a predator. They aren't allowed to leave. You do it for fucking $80,000 and a degree from Cal State San Bernardino, wherever the fucking psychology, then all of a sudden, oh, no, 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 it's not predatory. It's beneficial.
So the education is not worth the money?
No. Very few cases. Very few cases.
What if you're going to be a psychologist?
How many bachelors in psychology actually become psychologists?
But isn't that a choice on a student for deciding that that's what they want to do with their time?
It is and it isn't. Because the way it's pitched to the minor, when they are, by truancy law, forced to sit and listen to it, they aren't told that. There's nobody breaking out a chart saying, if you choose this major, here's what you're going to make. If you choose this one, here's what you're going to make. Here's what you have to do after completing your bachelor's degree to make this in this field, A, B, C, D. No, it's not presented. The information's not presented. It's withheld.
But at that point, isn't it your job to go get the information?
It is your job. But, you know, there's two sides to that. It's your job to get the information, but also if you're being told, where's the information? It's at the counselor's office. And then the counselor gives you shit information. You're kind of caught in a rut.
So that's the only thing that you remember college is good for. It's just networking.
Yeah, and that's only as good as the institution that you're at.
Oh, man. For sure, this is going to get us canceled.
Good. It should get us canceled. So half the colleges in the country should be canceled as well.
Why should they be canceled?
For everything I just said.
Oh, man. Pete, you a sick dude, dog.
It's too bad more people don't listen. Did you just kill us?
I don't even know what to say, dog.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You want to know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Well, I went to this computer coding class. I spent a few thousand dollars on it so that I could find out that I was so far behind as a technologically speaking in my mid-30s that I couldn't keep up with the class. So I was able to retain some of my money and leave. The class was full, without exception, of recent graduates in the field of computer science with bachelor's degrees from Cal State Fullerton, Cal State Long Beach, and Cal State LA. Everybody had just walked out of, just walked off campus with a degree in computer science to go spend $15,000 to learn how to code. So what the fuck were they doing for 4 years? What the fuck were they doing?
Oh, man.
30 people in a room. One guy didn't go to fucking college for computer science in the last 5 years and get a fucking degree. Everybody else got a degree in the field, and what are they running to do? I need to go to a coding crash course class so I can learn how to fucking get a job in the next 6 months for $15,000 out of my pocket. You have got to be fucking kidding me. What an absolute indictment on every one of those institutions. You soaked up $90,000 per head so that they could run out, throw another 15 in the tank. Because they needed to do something that could get them a job in the field of their study? Man, get the fuck out of here. Get the whole fuck out of here.
So in a perfect world, what does college look like?
In a perfect world, college looks like people with a very deliberate plan, with very deliberate specific majors, going and pursuing a pathway to that career end through that institution by that pathway, not going and whatever, and not being saddled with 80 units worth of general ed crap they got to pay for that no one gives a fuck about. I mean, shit, the girl I go out with in Miami, she was just saying like, oh, I liked college. I got to meet a lot of people. I got to take weightlifting. They brought you here from the Dominican Republic on a scholarship so that you could learn how to go to the fucking gym? You got to be shitting me. You could have met people at a bus stop.
But you don't think that has no value at all? Somebody teaching you about muscles and all of that stuff properly?
Not at that price. You can go to the fucking gym and get for a couple hundred dollars, get a personal trainer for a couple sessions and learn how to do some basic shit.
So you think the marketing of college is what everybody's paying for?
People are paying for the brand. The reality is most people, particularly when you're younger, you don't have the ability to put forth something that can demonstrate your value to the greater marketplace independent of just holding up a piece of paper and saying, that guy says I'm viable. Because that's all that it is.
But you don't think it even proves a point that you can...
Here's a great example.
Sure.
Of all the people I ever knew in my life, one guy makes way more money than anybody else.
Okay.
This is a dude who grew up in Newport, kind of, mostly. Like, you know, his mom died when he was in middle school.
Sure.
His dad worked kind of abroad, so he had a lot of time to himself. Got into computers in the 90s. He went to Cal State Fullerton and got himself a degree in psychology because he wanted to have gone to college. Because of his LinkedIn and his, I forgot what the other, there's a couple databases and things where like if you're a computer, like real dedicated coder and developer, you can, he's never done shit. I don't know what the fuck he did that for. I don't know why the fuck he went to Cal State.
What if he paid for the education?
What did he pay for it?
I'm saying, what if he thought the education itself was worth this much money? Just to be informed and educated on the particular subject. Isn't that what college is for?
No.
You don't pay
That's for what the education. Library is for and the internet.
But that's just a cheaper way to obtain the same thing. Education.
Yeah, there's the college is not a hobby.
It can be, right?
Should you be so blessed? Yeah, it's a hobby for Bronny James. College is a hobby for Bronny James.
College is a hobby for Bronny James. Fucking crying. So what do you...
Anyway, long story short, guy never did a goddamn thing with anything he ever learned in Cal State Fullerton. He was able to put up a bunch of demonstrations of the various stuff he was able to produce in software. And the guy makes probably seven figures now on salary. I mean, he's a senior software engineer at a publicly traded company worth multiple billions of dollars. Meanwhile, I was in class trying to learn how to fucking develop software and shit like that with 30 other people who had all gotten computer science degrees and couldn't get their fucking head from their ass wired straight. So I had to spend another 15 grand aftermarket. What are we talking here?
I'm just confused.
So are the rest of them. There's $4 trillion worth of aggregate student debt laying on the shoulders of other people that are confused.
So you think college as a whole is a complete sham? This is what you're saying to me.
But I think that colleges have bloated themselves into being a majority big scam. I think that there's a lot of agendas happening on college campuses. That is its own conversation. But by and large, they just continue to add these various ... studies all up and down, you know, the course catalog that are non-monetizable. It's just stupid hobby nonsense that the universities get paid the money up front by the taxpayers, and then the students are on the hook to pay the taxpayers back on the back end with interest. For what? I mean, well, you learned ancient Russian history? Yippee. Well, have a great time in ancient Russia.
But what if that's what you pay for? Ancient Russian history.
Then you got screwed over by somebody who told you you can study whatever the hell you want and there'll be a benefit to you.
I'm going to give Mook a mic. So tell Mook why college is the greatest scam in life.
All right. We're going to try to wind this back again, and I'm going to try to, you know, start from Genesis here. I'll start from 0-0. My initial point is, like, you remember back in the 2008 housing crisis, nothing's anybody's fucking fault who does something on their own, right? So they said it was the financial institution's fault. They were, quote, predatory lenders, as if they were out, you know, creeping up on people and thrusting these $500,000 loans on them,
right?
As if people weren't walking into the bank, into the person's office, and doing it of their own determination. The real predatory lending in this country,
yeah,
is student loans. You have people who are minors at a school, yeah, that by truancy law they can't leave, as a captive audience, having solicitors from colleges go there and tell them, you can study whatever the hell you want, just sign this piece of paper, you'll be admitted to Cal State God knows what, and you can major in Christ who gives a fucking cares, and you'll owe, you know, $95,000, but you'll have the world by the tail.
Yeah, the world by the tail.
And 80% of the coursework at most institutions isn't worth a damn. You'll never be able to pay that back, and there's $4 trillion in aggregate student debt to support my point.
Hey, it's crazy you said, and you speaking on that, I literally just told my boy, I agree with what you said 1,000%. I just told him
this. This is why Mook has to be on the show more often.
Yeah, I just told him this, and this is straight up, man. Right. I'm so far.
Shout out to my motherfucking cousin Mook.
Man, I'm so hot.
Uncle Mook.
Shout out to Mook.
I'm so hot about the school system. Fuck him. It's hard for me to lie to my son right now that I want him to do all this bullshit to go. Man. I make more money doing this little oil refinery bullshit than I ever made, man.
Yeah.
And I don't have to know shit. Not like that, man. I got to pass a couple of tests here and there that they make sure they help me pass the motherfucker.
But how many, but I mean, you do need to write a quality essay, right?
No.
You don't have to write any essays for this?
Not at all.
No essays?
I told my son, you can ask him right there. He in there working out right now. I told him, you know what I told him? I said, you're going to pick you a career. You're going to be some type of craftsman, whether it's going to be welding, electrician. You're going to do something with a craft. Because, bruh, that school shit, you can kiss my ass. Man, they lie like a motherfucker. You told me I was going to have the world by the tail. I got to do all these, jump through all these different hoops to really have the world by the tail.
Fuck school. I was telling him a couple of years ago.
Fuck him. What Bernie Mac say? Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him in the ass. Man.
Swear.
I agree with you, man.
Why does this sound so blasphemous?
I was telling him this. A couple of years ago, I threw a few $1,000 at this class to try to learn how to code full stack, computer coding, you know, software stuff.
Yeah.
And after a couple of weeks, I was like, I'm so far behind this at my age. This is not going to happen.
Yeah.
It was probably 30 people in the class.
Mm-hmm.
The other 29 were all like 22-year-olds who just got a computer science bachelor's from Cal State Long Beach, Cal State Fullerton, Cal State LA.
Yeah.
Their fucking diploma was still warm from the printer in computer science.
Yeah.
They had to take out 90K.
Yeah.
So that they can run across the street, spend $15,000 more so they can have something to get them a job?
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm cool on it. All right, man, you know, I ain't going to lie. I'm mad at myself. I did it to make sure that I got leverage on my kids to tell them, hey, man, you got to do what I do, not as I say. So I actually did the shit.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the route they want to go. But, man, it was a waste of time, man. I could have. Straight out of 18 right now. I'm telling you right now, my son, whether he's doing great or not, if you get a scholarship in sports or something like that, I'm not going to say, no, you're not going. You're going to go. You're going to steal from them what you want to steal. But you can go play. You can do all that. But in that process, I still tell him right now, you're going to, right when you're 18, you're going to take some courses to be, like I say, welding, electrician, something, computers, tech, whatever you need to do. You're going to do that to fall back on. You still going to make good money, man. These motherfuckers is making $5,500 a week.
Who making $5,500 a week?
Electricians, welders, and shit I do.
I was listening to somebody today or yesterday tell me it was, Pete was telling me it was a shortage on electricians, all trade workers.
Man, like a motherfucker. Yeah. The only reason I don't feel like doing it, I'm just being honest, because I'm on the safety side of this shit right now. And I'm still going to end up making that in a year or two. But it's because I don't feel like going to the school for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Getting the hours behind the welding or something like that. Yeah. But him,
when he's 18, he can do it. Yeah.
So, when he's 18, he going to do it.
So how much shit is we really going to say? Are you saying you wouldn't recommend Kylie or Braylon to go to school if it wasn't free? Like let's say they don't earn a scholarship and then you got to pay for it.
Yeah. I'm telling him right now. We gonna do some trucking shit. We gonna do some welding shit. We gonna do some electrician shit. Man, it's so many other ways that you gonna make some money.
But is everybody going to school? I'm not sending you to school, homie.
I'm not sending you to school if it ain't free.
Don't you go to school to learn? Isn't that the point?
What the fuck are you learning? You learning what they telling us to learn.
You can watch YouTube all fucking day and.
I didn't fix shit on my car watching YouTube.
And learn nonsense.
Facts?
Philosophy nonsense.
I fixed the refrigerator at the house.
Man, I'm not telling motherfucker to go to school, man. You going to pick up some type of fucking trade that's going to make you some money. Look for some shit that make you some money. In college, they not doing that. In college, they going to tell you to get up. You going to go these certain different ways. Trade school, that's something different. You going to go in a specific area, a specific craft. You're going to make some money.
Yeah, a normal campus, all they're teaching you how to navigate is your way through campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just teach you how to go through the thing, get your piece of paper, and then they just sit and you're just out there.
Then you just out there.
Like another girl I know who I hung out with last time I was in town. All just tickled to death with herself, 34 years old, got her bachelor's degree in psych from Cal State LA, got a couple honors on it.
Don't mean shit.
She's doing nails now the same way she was doing fucking nails before she did all that shit.
It don't mean shit. You know why? Because that degree, she got to go through, okay, then you got to go get your master's. Then you got to go get you got to become a license.
Yeah.
Then that's when you're going to make some money.
Then if you really want to have a private practice and make money, yeah. You have to prove yourself to be market viable in a competitive field against other psychiatrists.
Fuck that. Waste of time. I'll burn that motherfucker if I had to. I wish I could.
Same.
I'll burn my shit. I'm mad as a motherfucker, man. 18, homie, you could have been trucking.
Yeah, years they, I'll never
they,
get back.
They withstood the motherfucking recession. Come on, man.
But all y'all saying is you went to school with a goal of making money.
Hell yeah.
Not to get educated.
What the fuck? You learned. I learned some shit.
But isn't the point of going to school?
I didn't learn shit.
No, I learned some shit. I did. I learned some shit.
Is
that,
the
that I won't send my kids to do that. That's what I'm glad I went.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Isn't the point of school to get an education, though?
Education in what?
I mean, whatever you choose to get education, you choose your classes.
You
choose the education you take.
Yeah,
so
but you done already learned. So what they done already teach you, and it, you know, he got his own perspective on it. But whatever they done taught me in high school and grade school wasn't shit that I use. I don't even use the shit. So then when I went to college, you going to college, this is why your first 2 years be damn near general education, because you don't know what the fuck you want to do. They ain't taught you about nothing that's going to make you no money.
And interestingly enough, all the general ed crap is all non-monetizable. They don't expose you to anything in the first 2 years that could ever translate anywhere. Unless you wanted to just be a professor and fuck over the next guy coming in.
So in other words, you're saying people take advantage of your ignorance because you don't know what you want, and then your parents putting pressure on you to go to school.
And on top of that, the people who are careerist in that ecosystem, they don't know what's outside of the ecosystem. There's a couple professors who go in there who had been professionals who come back and teach a course or two. The full-timers who were there from 18 through postgraduate just walked right back in the fucking first door. They don't know shit about shit. That's why there were multiple classes that I was in that had the fucking dean used to sit behind me because I was emasculating the professor. I wasn't trying to do that. I thought, and at ASU, it's funny, there's a lot of retirees in the Phoenix area. So you get these old timers who come in and want to finish their degree before they kick the bucket because Christ knows why. They apparently their fixed incomes can accommodate such stupidity, but they want to do it, so whatever. So they come in, they sit there, they're slow, they ask dumb questions, they're detached from everything by four decades. I just thought that lady was another one of them. She was the fucking dean of the school.
Man.
I got called into her office. I'm like, why are you sitting over there? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, who are we meeting with? She's like, you're meeting with me. I'm like, the lady from behind me?
The lady from behind.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, that's check to check.
I didn't even know it was a dean.
These motherfuckers. Hey, man, I'm telling you, man. I pick a trade. Right now, my daughter, she will make more money, Kali, right now, and she don't even understand this. She will make more money doing braids than going to college.
Really?
She want to go. But see, this is what I realized. They put that shit in you so much, whether it's been on TV, you know, whether it's been your mama, your daddy, you need to go to college, you need to do this. So now it's just stuck in people's head to do it.
Not a girl I'm taking to dinner later, she who braids off 52nd. She makes like $400 a day.
Yeah. I wish I'd tell my daughter.
I don't know why she's so perpetually broke. That's another conversation. Yeah. But she makes the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they want to go saying, to college. So y'all, so there's something in my mind that wants me to go to school, right, and get the degree in pharmacy. So y'all would recommend me not to go get the degree in pharmacy?
No, you're going to, if there is a linear path to either owning or becoming a pharmacist.
Sure.
Then do that.
Yeah.
Don't go major in whatever the fuck studies and just.
If you look back, most freshmen.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, most freshmen
have no idea who they want to be.
Exactly, and they didn't change their major once, twice, or whatever. So this is the thing. It's different. You going at this point in your life, you gonna have a whole different.
So I'm going for a specific.
Right. Education. That's different. Mm-hmm. But these kids, they going because their mama told them to go, or their dad told them to go, or TV told them to go. They don't know what they want to do in life at all.
And even if they know what they want to do as a profession, there's not even dog shit decent information to tell you what you have to do at the campus to even do that. I mean, other than doctor, lawyer, law school,
right,
med school.
Yeah.
I mean, most professions, I don't think people have any idea. Like, if you wanted to sell commercial real estate, what major would you pursue for that? No one fucking knows.
Yeah, man, it's just, I'm cool on it.
So you're saying the reason they can get this off, well, so Oh, so this is why you call it the greatest scam in America.
Yeah, they pushing it because the whole time.
Parents is kind of influenced.
Yeah.
Kids are influenced.
Because the current generation of leadership at the institutions is riding the coattails of previous generations that built up a value that they have squandered. And that's piped in with the money trail of student loans and grants where they're getting siphoned huge amounts of cash out of the tax pool, and the fact that they're all tax exempt and they get massive donations and they have massive endowments and they have massive tax-free earnings offset endowments. So a regular school to have a $2 billion endowment, that's not crazy, but you're probably going to make $200 million in tax-free money for the institution just off the endowment of stagnant cash.
They preaching workers, man. They want you to be workers. That's all I see. They want you to work for somebody else. They want your brain to think the way they want it to be.
Yeah, but they got to come to a space to where most people are going to work for somebody else.
But that's what they teaching. They preaching that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's fair to say they preaching it.
No, they preaching it. They preaching it.
They certainly
because okay.
That's not, I don't think, the problem.
Then what is the problem?
The problem is, okay, if you're the type of person who goes to college, you are probably the type of person who wants to go to college to find a job working for somebody else, for the most part.
Yeah, but I think.
But with that in mind, there is no within again 60 mandated units you have to take, you know, that are narrow in general.
Mm-hmm.
None of that includes a course that says, here's what different fields of professional work in the marketplace earn. Here are the majors that lead into these different fields. Here's where each of these majors will lead you professionally. Here's what post-education you have. Here's the cost of that. Here's what that will go. That should be a class. Did you take that class?
No.
I didn't take that class. Went to four schools. Didn't take that class. Never even heard of that class.
So you said college is just a fantastic business.
It is if you're a professor, a dean, or a, what do they call it? What are the other people?
Man, I'm cool on them. Fuck them. I disagree with them all the way now, man. If you don't got a direction.
I thought college made sense for the education. I thought that's what you paid for.
Nah. That's why Fudge was doing what he was doing, just chilling, getting information, because he wasn't tripping.
Oh, higher learning. Yeah, that's what you pay for college for, to get education.
Nah.
That's what college you pay for. They give you educating.
Educate me on how to get some money.
But why would you go to college to make money?
That's what it's always been.
That's what you think. And that's what they telling you even when you in grade school. When you in the 12th grade and, oh, man, when you graduate.
Make some money,
yeah, when
you go to college.
Yeah, you go, man. You going to be
How else
man.
Are you going to be never a heard.
Well, you know what? I'm starting to realize being sober, bro, I listen completely different because I never got that.
That's good.
Go to college if you want to make money. And the funniest part is
that's all we got.
Yeah, I was going to college. My intentions of going to college was to be a pharmacist. Like, that was always the straight and narrow. Like, okay, you're going to be a pharmacist. Go to Azusa Pacific. They have a great pharmacy program. Go to a pharmacy. Open up your own pharmacist. That was my path at 12. Pharmacy, Azusa Pacific, pharmacy. And the problem is, at that time, pharmacies only made $60,000 a year. When I started selling dope, it still wasn't that great, Rock. You know what I'm saying? I had pretty much got really high up into the chain, and it wasn't worth it. I didn't see it, so I was just financing college. When I started selling PCP, I was like, wait a minute. It's 52, 54 weeks in a year? $60,000? That's $1,200 a week. I was making $1,200 every 3 days selling sherm.
Being a pharmacist.
I was like, oh, what the fuck I'm paying y'all for?
Being a pharmacist.
Right? So, obviously, that was children. Short-sighted, right? You're not even thinking. And it's crazy to say, you're not thinking about prison. You're not thinking about all these things. You're like, I'm finna have I could be making Wait a minute. I can make $1,200 a day. I can make $2,000 a day on this shit. So I never got going to college means you make more money. Or you go to college to make money.
See, and that's true.
We I always at, thought I looked, you go to college for education.
We almost
education in a profession that's going to make you some money.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's what they tell you. That's how you're going to be successful. You're going to be successful with this degree in this area because that's going to make you some money.
Yeah, but how could that be true? Like, I can see if you, because every school that made money, it was another school on top of the school. So that's how I looked at it too, even that young. I was like, because, you know, doctors go to school for like another, you know, 6 years. Like, you got to go to medical school. Fuck college. Now you go to this medical school. Every school outside of pharmacy, like, so unless you was going to like to be a therapist or a psychologist, and then I don't know what they made.
Still got to keep going too.
See? If they want to get more money.
But that's the point you're going for.
Like, what's the best job you can get being a bachelor? Getting a bachelor's degree.
It depends.
Like a bachelor's in medicine is, what could you do with it? Could you even get a bachelor's in medicine?
Oh, well, like if you had a pre-med and just walked out the door with a pre-med?
Is it a pre-med? No, because pre-med is like 2 years after college.
Nah.
You pre-med after the first 4 years?
Yeah, you're majoring in biology or whatever.
I think you could be a nurse in four, like a registered nurse in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
On a normal college.
Something like that. All right, man.
So what's the most amount of money you can make with a bachelor's in school? Like what, at least in the field of education? That's a great question.
How do you mean in the field of education?
Like, let's say if you're looking up bachelor's and you're I wanted to go to school and get a bachelor's degree and blah, 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 because I want to make this much money.
There's a lot of...
And you're looking through the bachelor's...
There's a lot of, you know, education. Swing on that. It depends on your pay structure and the institution.
Let's say you went to USC.
If you go to USC...
And you got a bachelor's in something.
Like engineering or something.
Okay.
Whatever the best program.
I'll put it this way. I could dial up 15... former USC student athletes is in my phone right now. Well, was one of them a waitress at PF Chang's? Another one.
I'm not saying obviously somehow they're not using their degree like Sugar Free said. He said that's all.
Well, and that's where it comes into it's where it's networking, right?
Sure.
And it's the best money you're going to get out of a bachelor's degree is what you can leverage just the social proximity for into getting into the right position in a pay structure that is performance-based. I mean, truth be told, you could meet some 19-year-old kid with a rich dad having cocktails at the bar. If you demonstrate that you're like an extraordinarily competent, you might be able to get a job interview and ace the interview. I mean, my starting pay, I had like 50 plus a whole bunch of benefits out the door when I left college. Didn't have my degree yet. I just wandered around, and I was a very proactive student. So I was doing different internships with companies, and I was dealing with, like, there was a group called, they had the Sports Business Association, and they had introduced to another group of people, I forgot what the hell they were, but they had brought a bunch, they were a headhunter group, and they had set up a bunch of interviews for different people this line of companies that were there trying to find people. I just crushed the interview. I had no business getting that job. And the people, my follow-up interview was at USC. I was an ASU student who hadn't had his degree yet, interviewing against USC graduates. I got the position. I got a better position than them. There were two people who got hired by the company in my office from USC and UCLA, and I had a better position than their position. That had nothing to do at all with the school. At all. The fact that I could walk in and I just interviewed the other people into the ground.
On average, having a bachelor's in California is going to get
38?
You 53,000. 25 percentile is 38,000. So you wanted to know that number?
Give it to me again.
$53,494.
That's $26 an hour.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be real with you.
And how much does it cost you to get that degree?
Well, I mean, if you're in state now, that's probably room and board. That's over $20K a year. It's probably $80,000, $85,000 commitment.
Minimum. So is that worth it?
I'm going to tell you like this.
Can you get that job? You can't get that job.
I'll put it this way.
I'm going to tell you like this. Right now, I'm going to use me. Fuck everybody else. Sure, I ain't going to use nobody. Masters. I'm going to use me right now. I didn't have my master's. I didn't look at my salaries that I made with in that field, in that specific field. I didn't make between the 53, like it just said, and the 38 over 6-7 years of that. Last year, 1 year in this oil refinery, 1 year, I made 71. You know how many classes I took? They paid for them all. Every class I took, they paid for. The only class they didn't pay for was my RSO and my TWIC. I paid $225 for an RSO card. I paid $120-something for a TWIC. I made 71,000. Oh, I forgot this part. Then I had more time off as well. I had more time I could do what I'm doing right now, picking kids up and working them out.
Mm.
So there it is. Well, I don't need to use no other example. I'm going to use me.
That's a fine example.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be rooted in the fact that your whole purpose at that point is making money when you go to school? Is that why you said most people go to school is to make money?
Man, I was having gratification helping kids. That's what I was doing.
Sure, I remember.
Then I wanna make money in that process, right? Because I got to provide for my kids.
Fair.
So, you know, at some point, everything's going to come down to you needing some money because you got to provide for yourself.
Facts.
So, there you got it. So the first thing I did was go with the interest. Now it ain't that interesting no more to me, man. Fuck them kids. And I focus on my own goddamn kids. And I'll take this oil refinery money.
So that works.
And I can get gratification by coaching. That's me helping kids.
This is going to be excellent to listen to people comment about this.
Yeah, fuck them too.
Yeah, to me, unless you're, and this is the issue, like, as happens a lot in various areas of the economy and history, universities generations ago, not in the medieval times, but, you know, 100 years ago, let's say, there were not a ton of them, they weren't very big, and you had to pay for them yourself, you know, like to go. So there were tremendous barriers of entry and participation. What that created was value through exclusivity and scarcity. People thought, well, I am boxed out. I can't get access to that value because of the exclusivity. So policies were changed. College student population exploded. The pendulum of supply and demand was inverted, and now the value is gone. And as to other than basically that same handful of original institutions that were able to sustain the integrity of their value.
Institutions, all this shit, institutions. Man, the trays at the motherfucker look just like the penitentiary institution. When you're going through school, man. Come on, man. I'm cool on these motherfuckers, man. Fuck them. get you a tray and get you some bread. All that other shit, you can educate yourself. You can pick up books. You can go to the library and pick up books, man. You want to learn something? You got this magic box now. Look that shit up, what you're trying to learn, what you're trying to get educated on. Go ahead and pick this magic box up and Google it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You ain't got to go get how much in debt? $80,000 a year?
Minimum.
Go get in debt?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I learned more valuable, monetizable information in the last 5 years than I did the whole 5 years I was in college. By far, not even close.
Yeah. I'm done.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast.
Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the west coast of the USA and produced by my homeboy, A King, for the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.